This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. The only crime on your mind when you walk into Confections with Convictions, the handmade gourmet chocolate shop in Kalamazoo, may be one of indulgence. Owner Dale Anderson has come up with more than 90 recipes to tantalize taste buds. But he says the sweetest part of the business is the people he employs to make the chocolates, young people with criminal convictions who need a second chance.
You know, when we look at your story, Dale, years in construction, years working with youth, and then you're a chocolatier.
It's true that I never intended to be a chocolatier. This was not a life dream of mine. I was working with young people in the juvenile court system as a counselor and started to see very early on how talk therapy had its benefits, but there were many challenges that the young people I was working with had that talk therapy wasn't going to solve. Primarily, many of them had, you know, 16, you got two felonies on your record. You try to change the trajectory of your life and get a job. And this was back in 2008 when the financial crisis happened too, and people were having a hard time getting work anyway. But you're 16 and you apply for a job and they see two felonies and you don't get work. So, you know, you could work with young people all you wanted to have them polish a resume or learn skills for interviewing or whatever, but still they weren't going to get work.
Yeah.
So I determined that maybe I'd be most helpful for the young people I was working with if I could provide some practical help for that situation in their lives.
And why chocolates?
A total stupid joke accident. I started out, most of my working life, I've been a licensed builder. And initially I thought I would do solar photovoltaic panel installation with these young people. A lot of the kids I was working with were kinesthetic learners. You could tell that when they were counseling with me, they'd be taking my stapler apart where they talked to me.
Yeah.
Really had to use their hands. And I thought that doing the solar panel installation project would both be a hands-on job and would also have some advanced technical skills, which might help to bridge them from their lack of high school education to a job that would be useful and better paying in the future. I spent 2 years trying to put that project together, and then I hit child labor law, which if I had had any sense at all, I would have looked into at the beginning. Under the age of 18, you can't be employed in a job that requires you to be on a ladder or on a roof or use power tools, pretty much everything involved with solar panel installation. So that project fell up to pieces.
Yeah.
About that same time, I had purchased a box of fancy chocolates online for my wife. And people who know me know that I'm a perpetual word player. And I joked, well, maybe that's what I could do, make chocolates. I could call it Confections with Convictions because I'd be working with young people who had some felony records.
Yeah.
Just one of a dozen dumb jokes that day, I'm sure. But it stuck in the back of my head. And I thought, you know what? Kalamazoo at that time didn't have any other handmade chocolate shop. Definitely kinesthetic, a lot of hands-on work. So I started studying about chocolate, and
that's quite a leap from building and counseling to making chocolate.
I can't hold a steady job.
Yeah. There you go. So a builder and a counselor. Did you do both at the same time?
Yes, I was for a period of time doing both at the same time. A couple of days a week I was doing counseling, and I was doing building on the side as well. I also do mediation. I have a contract here at Western to mediate employment disputes on campus. So I kind of
got your hands in quite a few things,
I
not
wear
just
a lot of different
chocolate
hats.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars.
Give us some faces to put on these stories. I understand your very first employee was quite a success story for you. And since then, maybe you have other success stories you want to share.
Yes. She came to us homeless and pregnant and having dropped out of high school. And she used working at the shop as a foundation, a very determined young woman. She finished her GED, got an apartment, completed an associate's degree, found work in another more permanent sort of position that was more in keeping with her personal goals, and is about to receive a bachelor's degree in business administration from Western.
So well, hats off.
Really use that as a foundation to build a new life.
Yeah, yeah.
Another young man, at the end of our first year, we asked everybody what the year had been for them and what they had gotten out of it. One young man who had lost three of his friends to gun violence that year, I can't talk about this without getting a little choked up.
Yeah.
He said that had he not been working for us, he would have been on the streets with them and probably would be dead.
Yeah.
So the purpose of his life of having a steady job to go to on a daily basis may have actually been a lifesaver for him.
Literally, yeah.
Yep.
Wow, Dale, you must sleep very well at night. You're saving lives.
That's the hope in some small way, yep.
Yeah, yeah. And along with your team that you've got working there, every time I've walked in, along with your face, along with their faces, there's this smiling face of Mom.
That was definitely not a part of my business plan. I didn't know that my mother, who is now 89, would be volunteering at the shop on a daily basis. And I think...
So you don't pay her?
No, I don't pay myself either. I'm a volunteer as well.
Really?
Wow. That the shop is there to provide employment opportunities for young people. One day, as we grow it, potentially there'll be money to pay those who are in the management positions. But at this point, all of the adults are volunteers, or the older adults.
Tell us about some of these recipes and flavors and how you come up with them. And I understand that you also have a commitment that you've made to fair trade, organic chocolate.
Right. Yeah. When I was looking into starting the shop, and since the main purpose of it was to help young people with barriers to employment here in Kalamazoo, I discovered that somewhere around 70% of the chocolate that's consumed in the world comes from two countries in West Africa, Ivory Coast and Ghana, where there's been long histories of allegations and substantiated allegations of child labor and child slave labor in those places. And I was thinking, if I'm helping a half a dozen young people in Kalamazoo and enslaving 60 in the Ivory Coast, how does this balance out? It appeared to me, and still does, that fair trade certification, that's something much like organic certification, that there's some outside agency or entity that makes sure that your processes don't include slave labor, that the farmers get a higher than market value price for their product, that profits go back for clean water, education, healthcare in the communities where the chocolate's grown.
So you're helping on both ends here.
That's the hope, to have it be sustainable in both here and there.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Dale Anderson, owner of the gourmet chocolate shop Confections with Convictions in Kalamazoo. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.